Father, we just thank you, Father. We glorify you, Lord God, and magnify you this morning, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for joy, Lord God, and excitement, Lord God. Father God, and peace and happiness and love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bless you this morning, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the rumbling, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for the sound, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for the visitations, Lord God. Father God, we bless your name this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we glorify you, Lord God. We glorify you this morning, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 We praise God this morning. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I feel an excitement. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. I felt excited every morning, y'all. But hallelujah, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, for allowing us, Lord God, to come together. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, for you, Lord God, speaking to each and every one of us, Lord God, throughout this fast and throughout our prayer time, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, for opening us up and launching us out. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for going out into the deep for some of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in different areas of our lives. Father God, I thank you for a renewed yes, Lord God, a committed yes, a yes, Lord God, that takes us to our next level and our next destination. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that while we're reaching destinations, we actually take time to enjoy the journey. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, that we enjoy the journey and we take time, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father, to laugh and to smile, Lord God, and to interact, Lord God, Father God, with our loved ones, our family and friends, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, for renewed vigor, Lord God, Father God, for each one of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father, we pray blessings, Lord God, upon each and every person, Lord God. Father God, under the sound of my voice, Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, Father God, for you, Lord God, meeting every person's need, Lord God, Father God, for you, Lord God, Father God, giving people their wants, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you today, Lord God, hallelujah, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we magnify you, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen, amen, and amen, again, hallelujah. Welcome to today's call. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And our theme for today, hallelujah, is Understanding Spiritual Boot Camp. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so Prophet Carmen Ross will be going forth today. Prophet Carmen, it is up to you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We're going to get right into the word. Amen. And then we're going to have some prayer. So our theme is Spiritual Boot Camp. And there's two things we're going to do, and this is going to be an interactive prayer teaching. So, amen, you will be given instructions as the Lord goes through this text, amen. But so understand a spiritual boot camp, okay? First of all, it's not for the faint of heart. Hallelujah. You have to be ready for this spiritual boot camp, of which we're going to break down some components. So my next theme is going to be, as we're going into the theme of spiritual boot camp, pull up your bootstraps, boo. Let's go. Let's ride. We are advancing to the other side of glory. Hallelujah. And we are advancing to the other side of glory in the earth realm. We're not talking about we're going to be taken out right now. Amen. We're not going to be taken out. We're talking about the glory that is here on the earth realm, the deeper depth, the higher heights that God wants to take his people. Amen. That's what we're doing. So I'm going to repeat that again. Pull up your bootstraps, boo. Let's go, let's ride. And if you're at home, hallelujah, I would encourage you to repeat that with me, amen. Pull up your bootstraps, add some stink to it, amen. Because we all weren't saved, hallelujah. We were in the world. Say, pull up your bootstraps, boo, let's go, let's ride. And I would encourage you at this time, and while you're keeping the phone near you, to put on a pair of boots, amen. I got my boots on, hallelujah. I got my warfare boots, amen. And if you don't have boots, and that's okay. Just act like, you know, just modify. Act like you're putting on a pair of boots. But what I don't want you to get is someone else's boots. Hallelujah. And that is the problem in the body of Christ. We try to put on somebody else's boots. Hallelujah. We try to be like them. amen, instead of allowing God to glorify the gifts in us, we try to be like someone else with their gifts, hallelujah. So don't get no one else's boots. Don't get your husband's boots. Don't get your children's boots. Amen, get your own boots. And again, as we're going through this teaching, if you don't have a pair of boots, it's modified, hallelujah. Because we're reminded, you know, in the scripture, when Saul tried to give David his armor, hallelujah, and it was too big. So it's important that we understand our path, our destiny, and stay forward. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm excited, as you can tell, amen. So let's get right into the word, hallelujah. So before we start the word, all scriptures is going to come from the New International Version, amen. And again, if you got your boots, that's okay. I want you to act like you're strapping up your boots, hallelujah, spiritual boots. So let's talk about it. So boot camp. In order to capture the fullness of what spiritual boot camp is, we must understand the steps, the processes, and components of what boot camp is. So we're going to, as we apply this to the spiritual, so we're going to talk about the boot camp process. Amen. Fact number one. First, when you go to a recruiting station, amen, and we're talking about a soldier that's trying to enlist into the military, whether it's the Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, when they first go into a recruiting station, they are evaluated for service before they ship off, okay? An individual might tell the recruiter, hey, you know, I want to join the military. I want to join this, but I'm out of shape. I don't think I can make the mark. But that recruiter will evaluate them, and regardless of the evaluation, they're going to ship them to boot camp. And I say that because I was a recruiter before. Hallelujah. And we have people that came in on drugs, did all kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Meth, just different things. And we still ship them in, amen. Because we know we're evaluated, but we're still going to ship you in to get you right. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So just as a recruiter evaluates a soldier for boot camp, as so it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. God evaluates us for service. But one thing I love about God, he will still use us regardless of our condition, hallelujah, regardless of our past sins, regardless of our current sins, amen. Regardless of our current sins, those things that, you know, we don't want to tell nobody, those things that God is continuing to deliver us from, because he will perfect those things concerning us. And in Psalms 138 and 8 states, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Amen. And I love God because regardless of what condition we're in, he will still use us. He used major patriarchs in the Bible. You know, he used Abraham. He used David. We all know the story of David. You know, he used Paul. So don't think God can use you, because sometimes that's how the enemy will attack us. Matter of fact, he won't even attack us because a lot of times we attack ourselves, hallelujah, before we even go into the battle. He don't have to do nothing. So we have to be prepared, hallelujah, amen. So fact number two, we're talking about, okay, you know, the first, again, we're talking about spiritual boot camp. It's all going to tie in together. So you're evaluated for service as a natural soldier when you go to the recruiting station. Fact number two, and I get excited about this. All soldiers who enlist in the military have to voluntarily sign a contract. Amen. I'm going to say it again. All soldiers who enlist, who go into the military, they have to volunteer. They are not forced against their will. Even if someone is drafted into the military like they used to do back in the old days, hallelujah, they still have options. There's always choices that you can repeat after me in your own room or wherever you're at. You always have choices. You may have to deal with the consequences of your choices, but there's always a choice. There's almost always a cost. And I want to pause right there, because one thing about God, he will never take away our free will. Hallelujah. He will always give us a choice. So let's go to a scripture, amen, in Joshua 24 and 15. And it says, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. So again, just as a natural soldier, it doesn't come against their will. They are not forced, but they voluntarily come. So it is at Akita. We voluntarily come. Amen. And we know that the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, draws us to him, but it's still not forced. So again, God always gives his people free will, even from the beginning. Amen. And sometimes we forget this in life. And this right here, it cut my toes all the way up. We don't consider the cost of some things. You know, for example, someone who decides to be impatient and move to another location, and when God specifically ordained you, you know, at that location and provided his manna and his blessings, we sometimes get in a rush, hallelujah, and then we have to pay the cost. Or for another example is, let's say you want to buy a car, right, and you want to buy that Mercedes-Benz, which is about $89,000. But, you know, you're making $500 a month, and that's okay. It's not, the problem is not the income or your current season, but the problem is that you're lusting or desiring something that's not in the right timing or season, or just plain coveting, or you're just not ready for, amen. And so when we do that, we always have to deal with the consequences. And then a lot of times we try to blame the devil on things that we've done. Oh, glory to God. Amen. A lot of times, I'll repeat that again. A lot of times we make bad choices, and we say it's God, and then we try to blame God. And I've been there. I have both my hands up. I have been there, tried to say, oh, that was you, Lord. And then when it didn't work out, well, no, that's the devil. No, the Lord never told you that. That was flesh. And that was the voice of you. Amen. So that's why we have to be very careful of which voices we're listening to and discerning which voices are out there. And with that being said, you can't listen to everybody. You know, there's a lot of times that people try to give you advice that is nowhere near has went through the experiences and the levels of maturity that you have went to. And we listen to them, and then we wonder why things fail. You're going to the wrong people. Amen. We better go to some seasoned saints that know how to pray, hallelujah, that love God, that's walking in holiness, that's walking in their purpose, that's walking in their destinies, hallelujah. Another example, hallelujah, I think this is quite comical, but it was true, you know. We're going to pay the cost, again, talking about the cost. When you're dating, you know, a young man, and God tells you to wait, matter of fact, God, the Holy Ghost will tell you, hey, something's not right. You know, I don't know, but something's off. But you listen to everyone telling you, oh, go marry him. You know, you're getting old, you're getting crusty, you need to get married, hallelujah. And then you listen to him, and then you get married, and then you have to pay the cost because you find out he's already married. Hallelujah. We got to listen to the voice of God because, again, going back to the cost, there is always a cost. Amen. Someone say to themselves, there's always a choice, and I'm going to make the choice according to God's will and his agenda, counting up the cost. And the word of God says in Luke 9:57-62, as they were walking along the road, a man came to Jesus and said, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, follow me. But he replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. And this is cold what Jesus said, you know, and I love this script. He said, let the dead bury the dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Let me take care of those things. And then Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. And I'm going to repeat that again. Hallelujah. And that's verse, again, Luke 9:57-62. And I'm going to read verse 62 again. Jesus replied, no one who puts their hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. God knows that some of us, you know, have paid a high price, hallelujah, in ministry, the apostles, the pastors, amen, the lay members, amen. Some of us paid high prices, even though nothing can compare to the sacrificial, eternal love of our Savior, hallelujah, for giving up his life because he paid the high price. Hallelujah. He was beaten. He was stripped. He was disdained. He was slandered. He was hated by men, and he yet still loved. He was attacked. He was lied on. I mean, spit on, falsely accused, and betrayed by his own people. Matter of fact, not just by his own people. He was betrayed by his own beloved, one of his disciples, Judas. Hallelujah. And that will preach in itself. That will go into a whole nother category. Amen. Some of us have lost relationships because we refuse to compromise God's word. Again, we talk about the cost. You know, talking about the cost of following God, going through that spiritual boot camp, hallelujah. Some of us, God has told to drop some people, amen, whether it's family, and we have paid the price. We have counted the cost for that. Some of us have proclaimed, for God I live, for God I die. Some of us have given our last penny, or opened up our houses, has opened up our hearts, which is huge, amen, because we love people only to be betrayed, but we gave. It's a cost. Amen. It's a cost. Amen. It's a cost. I'll say it again. It's a cost. Some of us have sacrificed our comfort for holiness, which is nothing to ever sacrifice that. But, amen, we say, hey, I'm going to live holy. Amen, I'm going to live right. Some of us have been attacked in our health, things outside of our control. Amen. And I'm not talking about now. I'm going to pause, and I hope I don't get shot fired at me. Shot fired. That's what we say in the military. Now, sometimes we know better that we shouldn't be eating that pig feet, those chitlins, and, you know, and then we'll eat it at night, and then we'll try to blame the devil. Oh, and we wake up. Oh, Lord, my heart, Lord, I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. The devil is like, no, God gave you natural wisdom. Why are you eating pig feet? First of all, you shouldn't. Amen. You depend on your medical condition. And then why are you eating late at night? That ain't the devil. That's the food that you're eating. Hallelujah. Amen. Say glory to God. Amen. So, again, I want someone to repeat and say, count up the cost. Amen. Remember, when we count up the cost, there is an eternal glory awaiting for us. Amen. For those who didn't quit, for those who didn't give in, because God will strengthen us. He will take the sting of death, amen, away from us, amen, once we are called home to our eternal glory homes, hallelujah. Remember, there will be no more tears. As we count up the cost, we might pay a small cost on earth, amen, but it's for an eternal glory, amen. There will be no more heartbreak, everlasting life with the Father and the Son. There will be joy, happiness, peace, love, amen. And I'm so reminded about what James 1 and 12 says. He said, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Amen. So you might say, hey, there is a cost. There is a cost. And again, we're still talking about spiritual boot camp, and it's all going to tie in together. But there is, amen, a crown for those who love him. Hallelujah. We're going to look at also Romans 8 and 18 that says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, hallelujah, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And while we're going through spiritual boot camp, it's a glory that God want to bring out in us. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm talking about cost. God put it on my heart to share this testimony because, you know, we all have paid different costs in our walk, you know, cost to give up things, to turn things over to God. Hallelujah. Whether you might think it's small, but it's not small to God. So my mother, right, and this was a cost for me. She is my best friend. I mean, oh, my gosh, my mother spoiled me. You know, if I wanted my clothes to be pressed, I'm like, Mama, can you press my clothes? She'll do it. Because I'm the baby. You know, I'm the baby in the house. I'm a little spoiled. You know, I used to be in denial, but I think I am kind of spoiled. So fast forwarding, my mom was diagnosed with a kidney disease. And, you know, we was in prayer, me and my sister, the whole family. And God was healing her. I mean, the doctors were astonished. Amen. The doctors was like, I don't know what you're doing, but your kidneys are killing. So we was just all happy. Hallelujah. And we was praising God for that. And I can remember the date, May 22nd, 2012. I can still remember where I was at in prayer, in morning prayer, which I usually start my prayer in the mornings. Amen. And this time I was on the couch, and I was in morning prayer. And again, we're still talking about counting up the cost. I heard the voice of God in prayer tell me to release my mother. And I said, huh? He said, release her. She's tired. He said, your prayers are holding her here. She's ready to come home. He said, she's holding on for you and your sister. And I was like, well, you know, Lord, you know, not my will, but thy will be done. But I was like, Lord, I'll be a motherless child. My father died from pneumonia, Lord. Now you're taking my mom. I feel like Job over here. And he said, release her. Amen. He said, release her. And I did. I said, Lord, I proclaimed it out of my mouth. And it was not easy. Not my will, but thy will be done. So in prayer, you know, that whole day, I don't know about you, but you know how God will show you stuff? And you're just hoping that you're dreaming? And I knew I heard God, but I was just like, Lord, I hope this is a dream. So that was in the morning. And on the night of the same day, May 22nd, again, my mom was good. There was, you know, she was healing. She was happy. I had talked to her earlier, I think the previous day. So everything was good. Amen. And that night at 9, maybe about 9, 12 p.m., you know, my phone rang. And at that time, it wasn't unusual for my phone to ring at night because I had to, you know, deal with soldiers. But I knew They said, "Is this Miss Ross?" And I knew what they were going to say. I said, "Yes." They said, "I'm sorry to tell you, your mother has expired." And, man, it's like heaven, everything stood still at that moment. Now, here is the part, hallelujah, we want to talk about counting up the cost. Amen. At that moment, I said, "You know what? I can cry," and which I did, "but let it be recorded in the manuscript in the book of heaven that Carmen Raynell Ross gave God praise, a sacrifice of praise before any word, before anything." Amen. So I broke out in a praise after I got the phone call. I said, "Lord, yes, God, you took her. But first, thank you for revealing to me, Lord, that you was going to take her, God. Thank you for giving me opportunity, Father God, to reach out to her." And I start breaking out in the praise. Hallelujah. God, thank you for the gift she was. I thank you for the gift of time, God, that you have given me with her, Father God. And, man, when I say I was shouting, I had service all by myself. Hallelujah. And when I finished, amen, coming out of praise, because I wanted to offer up a sacrifice of praise because I wanted to be recorded in heaven and wanted to give the enemy a black eye. Hey, I know you want me to cry right now, but the first thing before I do cry anything is give God a sacrifice of praise. And a lot of times we take that word loosely when we say, here, sacrifice of praise. Amen, sacrifice of praise. Sometimes you can be in pain. You can experience the worst heartbreak, and you just need to break out in a praise, hallelujah, break out in a shout before you do anything, counting up the cost. So that was the cost for me. I said, "Lord, you take it." I feel like Job over here, naked. He said, "No, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and I will, you know, send people in your life. But I need you to release her." And also the reason why God needed me to release her because, oh, mama would get anything. And I was always there. You know, I would fly to take care of her. And there's nothing wrong with the amen, for the scripture says, you know, honor thy mother and father, hallelujah, take care of our parents, hallelujah, so it could be a less burden on the church. But there are things that God needed me to do. Amen. There were things that God needed me to do for the kingdom. Hallelujah. So we talk about counting up the cost. Let's continue to talk about counting up the cost. I'll continue to talk about counting up my cost. The next day after my mother died, I had to get the plane tickets and stuff. And the next day, there was a soldier, and he needed, you know, and he didn't know that my mother passed away. He was like, can I talk to you? You know, he was going through, and he needed me. And again, counting up the cost. At that time, I could have said, "No, go talk to somebody else. I'm mourning." I said, "No, this is a soul. I can't do nothing about my mother's death. But this is a soul that needs you. This could be life and death for him." And I minister under the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost to him. Hallelujah. So we're talking about, again, we're still talking about counting up the cost. Amen. Now, the purpose of this testimony is not to tell you to stop praying for your family members. Hallelujah. Let's get that straight. The purpose of the testimony is not to wish, you know, people to pass. Hallelujah. The purpose is purely symbolic. Would you consider the cost when God tells you to let go of something? Again, for me, it was my mother, which was, you know, I held her in high esteem. Amen. I didn't put her, you know, before God, but I held her in high esteem. And I thank God because he asked me. I need you to let her go. You are holding her up. So I petition you, what are those things that you are not letting go that God has told you to let go? That you're saying, "Lord, I know, but I need this person." Whether it's a church member, whether it's a man, you know, whether it's a job, whether it's a friend, a location, if God told you to move out your house, what is that thing that God has told you to let go? You got to count up the cost. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Remember, God, he always gives us a choice. And will you choose to obey God on today for the rest of your life, for the rest of this journey, counting up the cost? Amen. His ways are perfect. All right. And we're going to shift. Hallelujah. Fact number three. I'm still talking about spiritual, understanding spiritual boot camp. Hallelujah. I can't wait to... this all comes together on the platter. So the next fact, we talked about the, you know, soldier being evaluated for service. And number two, we talked about, you know, the soldier's not forced against his will, but they have to volunteer, and so it is in the kingdom of heaven. We have to come willingly, amen, and be open. Hallelujah. And the next, the last fact, again, for due to time's sake and for this discussion is, hallelujah. Somebody say to themselves, training day is here. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to your neighbor. Just joking. I know you don't have a neighbor, but turn to your teddy bear or your pillow or whoever and say, training day is here. So during boot camp, you will encounter some gruesome, gruesome periods that will make you want to quit. You know, when a soldier goes to boot camp and they experience the drill sergeants, the drill sergeants are trained to yell at them. Amen. And it's all for a purpose, so don't take it personal. Hallelujah. And that's our, I want to stop right here. That's our problem in the body of Christ. And I'm the first one. We take things personal. Hallelujah. Whether it's our leadership, you know, correcting us or giving us a word, or whether it's, you know, a prophetic word that's given to us, or whether it's on TV. Look at the TV. And we hear a word. Oh, you know, we get offended. Oh, that's not me. Hallelujah. We can't be offended. Amen. Because God is trying to mature us. Amen. And even as the scriptures say, he's trying to wing us off the milk. We too old for that. And when I say not old in age, I'm talking about old in our relationship with God. We too old for some of the stuff we do. Hallelujah. We've got to grow up and we've got to eat that meat, because it's the meat of the word. It's the meat of life of God that's going to sustain us in those heavy battles that we might have to encounter. Amen. And I was reminded, kind of funny story too. You know, I think it was maybe 8 years ago, and for some reason, I'm going to say for some reason, I know why, you know, God has always allowed my military leadership just to be hard on me, and I used to question that, and you know, the Lord gave me an answer. He said, the reason why, because you're running, you know, you're running, so guess what, you're going to get mature, and so you're going to get mature either through the body of Christ, you coming to me, or you can get it the hard way. I'm going to use your whole environment. Hallelujah. So at that time, you know, I was youngest faith. I think I was a minister. I don't know if I was, you know, ordained as a prophet yet. But I had this leader, and she, it was me, her, and it was like five other males. I was the only female in our training. And she would just ride me. I mean, she would nitpick everything I do. I used to think this lady would target me. I was like, man, what is going on, Lord? I feel like I'm targeted. You know, I want to do a complaint on her. Hallelujah. And I remember one night that she was going on, and I was mad. So I came into her office, and I waited for later, and I said, why are you always picking on me? Hallelujah. Why are you picking on me? And she told me, she said, I'm not picking on you. She said, I see the potential in you. And this is the part I'll get to real quick. Is she told me, and this always hurt my feelings. She said, pull up your granny panties. Pull up your granny panties. Stop taking it personal. You know, you need this. And that hurt me. Oh, my gosh. And I don't know if I cried. I don't know what I did. But that hurt me. Hallelujah. Ask, what's the purpose of going through spiritual boot camp? The main purpose for this teaching is so that we could become better ambassadors and living witnesses for Christ Jesus, completing the work that he's given us until the end, so that God will be glorified through all, amen, through all his glory. For we know that, you know, our trials and temptations comes to toughen us up. Many of us have battle scars, but remember, for every scar, there are greater rewards. And I'll leave you with a few scriptures, and you can read some of them on your own. Romans 5, 3 and 5 says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So, again, what does spiritual boot camp do? It makes us pure and clean before God. It gives us perseverance. It allows us to be totally ready for his use. Hallelujah. And that is concludes today's word. Hallelujah. Turn it over to you, Pastor Tammy.
Oh, God, help me, Jesus. That was, man, I don't know about y'all, but I love God. When you can just laugh at your own self while the woman of God's been going forth, baby, because I'm pig feet guilty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not during the fast, but man, my God, in granny panties, she took me back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. you know, but just so much there, you know, even just in terms of loss and people we have to let go and counting up the cost and so much, so much. So understanding spiritual boot camp, my God, right? My God, is not for the faint of heart. Be able, my God, to do what she said, evaluate for service, man. God evaluating us, hallelujah. We voluntarily sign a contract, you know, when we give God that yes, hallelujah. And so in counting up the cost and understanding the training day is here, glory to God. And so this morning, hallelujah, as we do what we do, glory to God. If anybody is on the line and has to leave at 6:30 on the weekend, we bless you out this morning, hallelujah, glory to God. For those that are able to stay on this morning, hallelujah. Carmen, we just want to ask you to go ahead and begin to just lead us in prayer as you are led by the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. God, we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God, in the life of me, God, and the life of your people, Father God. We thank you for giving us a new vigor, God, a new aggressiveness in the spirit, Father God, to things concerning you, Father God. God, we thank you, God, on this day and the days ahead, God, that we will not be on the defense, but we will be on the offense, amen. Hallelujah. We will be continuing to guard ourselves and prepare ourselves, Father God, by washing ourselves with the water of your word, Father God. We will continue to prepare ourselves by spending time with you, Father God, quality time with you without distractions. God, we will continue to prepare ourselves through moanings and groanings and fasting, Father God, and worship, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you that we shall not do the things the same way, Father God, as we have done in the past, Father God. So we thank you for the preparation, Father God. God, continue to strengthen us, Father God, as we go through our journeys, Father God, whatever we might encounter on today or forevermore. Give us the strength, Father God, which you already have, but let us know, Father God, to persevere, God, through it, for there is a greater glory that is coming. God, we thank you, Father God, for covering us even now, Father God. God, we bind any backsliding spirits, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we take authority over it, Father God. Any spirit of oppression and depression that's telling themselves they can't do something, they can't do this and not equip, we call it, for what it is, the devil is a liar. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you that you have equipped us in your word, Father God. It's for your glory only, Father God, not for us, Father God, not for us to be seen, God, not for us to be shown, God, but for your glory, Father God. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we can use our weapons of war effectively and precisely, God, which we know the weapons of war, Father God, is your word, Father God, putting on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Father God. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just glorify you and we magnify you this morning. God, we thank you, Father God, for the teaching and impartation this morning, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, for your servant going forth, Lord God. Father God, I bless every person, Lord God, that has gone forth, Lord God. Father God, on this prayer call, Lord God, Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, that we have been here and open and ready to receive, Lord God. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that as we leave this call, Father God, we take these spiritual nuggets, Lord God, Father God, and apply them and process them, Lord God, and share them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you right now, Lord God, to cover each and every one of us, Lord God, this day, Lord God, Father God, the day that we haven't seen before, God, and as I always say, we won't see it again. And so, Father God, that we enjoy the journey this day, Lord God, Father, in the mighty, marvelous, wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We will be back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And just remember the words. I leave you with the words of the woman that God started us off with. Hallelujah. It's not for the faint of heart. So pull up your spiritual boots, boo. All right. God bless y'all. Have a fantastic, wonderful Saturday.